The dust sublimation region of the Type 1 AGN NGC4151 at 100 microarc second scale as resolved by the CHARA array interferometer, by Makoto Kishimoto et al. The nuclear region of Type 1 AGNs has only been partially resolved so far in the near-infrared IR, where we expect to see the dust sublimation region and the nucleus directly without obscuration. Here we present the near-IR interferometric observation of the brightest Type 1 AGN NGC4151 at long baselines of 250 meters using the CHARA array, reaching structures at 100 microarc second scales. The squared visibilities decrease down to as low as 0.25, definitely showing that the structure is resolved. Furthermore, combining with the previous visibility measurements at shorter baselines but at different position angles, we show that the structure is elongated perpendicular to the polar axis of the nucleus, as defined by optical polarization and a linear radio jet. A thin ring fit gives a minor, major axis ratio of 0.7 at a radius 0.5 mass, 0.03%. This is consistent with the case where the sublimating dust grains are distributed preferentially in an equatorial plane in a ring-like geometry, viewed at an inclination angle of 40 deg. Recent mid-IR interferometric finding of polar elongated geometry at a PC scale, together with a larger scale polar outflow as spectrally resolved by the HST, would generally suggest a dusty, conical and hollow outflow being launched presumably in the dust sublimation region. This might potentially lead to a polar elongated morphology in the near-IR, as opposed to the results here. We discuss a possible scenario where an episodic, one-off anisotropic acceleration formed a polar fast and equatorially slow velocity distribution, having led to an effectively flaring geometry as we observe. This was the dust sublimation region of the Type 1 AGN NGC4151 at 100 microarc second scale as resolved by the CHARA array interferometer, by Makoto Kishimoto et al.